Greetings, and the Lord bless you and welcome to Meditation Moments. Some have asked why we speak so much about the Lord's healing. Well, we were marvelously healed ourselves, and therefore we have felt called to that particular ministry. We don't preach much on doctrine, but just talk about faith, because that's the way the Lord has led us in the past, and because of our wonderful experience, and then that which we have seen in others. And then we know that the power which heals the body imparts a much richer spiritual experience to anyone. And the retaining of divine life and health, all that requires a constant fellowship with God and a consecrated service for Him, that the spiritual results far outweigh the temporal. And it's one of the most powerful checks and impulses in the lives of those that have truly received it. Person that trusts God for their body has to walk so close to the Lord. And if you want a real test of your faith, you just trust God for your physical being. You know, the true doctrine of healing through the Lord Jesus Christ is so humbling and so practical. And it offers no promises to the disobedient and doesn't give any strength for selfish indulgence or worldly ends. But oh, how it exalts the name of Jesus Christ, and that's why we believe in it. It glorifies our God, it inspires the soul with faith and power, and it summons you to a life of self-denial and holy service. And it always awakens an unbelieving church and an unbelieving world with the solemn signals of a living God and a risen Christ. It proves that Christ is so real and so near. It is the direct supernatural power of God exercised upon a human body. It's in accordance with the Holy Scriptures, and it's founded on God's Word. And it's founded on Christ's sacrifice and work of redemption. And it's only had through the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. It's through the personal indwelling of Christ in our body. Oh, truly I believe in it. Because of what I have seen in the lives of others, because most of all what I found in God's Word, and because I experienced it so marvelously myself. What wonderful records in the Bible and church history and in the annals of our present day that prove that God not only was but still is in the healing business. Yet you know, in face of overwhelming evidence, many say, why, the day of miracles is over. Then the day of Christianity is over, for Christianity itself is a miracle, and always. If healings and miracles were needed in the days of Jesus and apostles, they certainly are needed in this day, because there's a greater manifestation of evil today that needs a greater display of God's power than ever before. I think it's too late now to say the day of miracles is over, for the gospel message is being confirmed by so many places with such wonderful healings and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His will. You know, too many have experienced this wonderful blessing and been gloriously delivered to say that it isn't for today. I have seen my own eyes, those that could not hear, be made to hear. And I've seen those whose eyes were greatly affected, almost totally blind, that God had touched them. Believing children of God are being healed of cancer and goiter and a great variety of afflictions, too numerous to mention. While some overcautious ones are saying these things and are hesitating, others are reaching out and touching the hem of His garment and getting wonderful deliverance. You know, when you go into the hospital, you see so many with cancer and the doctor has told them it's hopeless. Why should we want to take from them their only hope? If materia medica cannot help them, if the physician can do nothing for them, and they're utterly hopeless and they have been told, I can't help you anymore, we're at the end of what we can do for you, then the beloved physician Jesus Christ can come and touch them. Oh, it comes in a wonderful way to have a good all-round physician, one who's never been known to lose a case that's been committed to him. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He's a specialist on all lines, one who made us to begin with, made these bodies, and He can remake us if necessary. If you had a watch broken down, you take it to a watchmaker. A car that needs repair, you take it to a mechanic in the garage. And your body out of repair, you can take it to the one that made that body. And oh, He's so glad to do these things for us. And the only pay he asks after healing us is to tell others of his marvelous doings in our heart and life and body, and then to let him live out his life through us. And who is the great physician? Jesus Christ. Oh, don't let them discourage you. Are you passing through a testing? Is your pillow wet with tears? Do you wonder what the reason why it seems God sometimes does not hear? Why it is you have no answer to your oft-repeated plea? Why the heaven still is leaden as you wait on bended knee? But faithful is he who promised he will never let you fall. Daily will the strength be given, strength for each and strength for all. He will gladly share your pain with you. He will gladly give you peace till your tired and weary body finds its blessed, glad release. If you'll just wait, if you'll wait and be faithful, if you'll not faint, if you'll persist, if you'll not throw away your confidence. So till then, just keep on trusting through the sunshine and the rain, through the tears and through the heartaches, through the smiles and through the pain, knowing that our Father watches, knowing daily strength he'll give, victory for each passing hour. This is life. Oh, so let us live. And the great physician is so willing to do it, exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, he says. And he has given you these glorious, glorious promises that we've been reading to you. I give you just two now for today. He says, thy faith hath made thee whole. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that ye may be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous one availeth much. God bless you. Lay hold of God.